Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
You're invited to enjoy a romantic Valentine's getaway this year. At the Benbow Inn, Valentine's is celebrated from February 10th through the 18th. Enjoy one or two nights in a King Terrace room. With a special Valentine's package you select, receive a wonderful dinner for the two of you and a complimentary pair of Haliyashi pearl earrings. Celebrate Valentine's Day in style. Packages are available from February 10th through the 18th. Call and ask about availability and prices. Make this Valentine's Day special at the historic Benbow Inn. Just an hour away, but it's a world away.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. The political season is upon us. The radio and television ads are part of the standard media programming. The telephone survey people are calling right at dinner time and asking who and why you would vote for someone or a particular issue. The yard signs are posted throughout the area. Really nothing new and absolutely nothing exciting. It's the same old process. In fact, one phrase is the same phrase we hear year after year and in election after election by every flavor of politician. I want to create good jobs with benefits to keep our young people in the area. What does this mean? A candidate can throw that phrase out in every debate and in every commercial and never explain how they would make it happen. I have waited and watched for years to hear someone put a platform together that gives specifics. There is never any proposal on how to accomplish a lofty jobs objective during the campaign, and I have yet to hear a political candidate take the next step and offer specific elements needed to make jobs happen. For example, how about saying that within the first 6 months in office, I would create a business enterprise program fast-tracking pro-small business initiatives. These initiatives could include a 6 weeks or less permitting and licensing process, streamlining and eliminating the environmental and bureaucratic morass. Or how about a staggered 5-year property tax relief exemption where every year the business would be given a property tax exemption beginning at 50% of the appraised property tax and the exemption reducing over a 5-year period? Not really radical proposals, just different than the often heard increased taxes and fees on the rich. Those assessments hit the small business community head on. There's not a chance that any of these creative solutions would ever be proposed because they decrease the government takeaway that sustains out-of-control government. It's really much easier to restate the meaningless phrase, I want to create good jobs with benefits to grow the economy. The next line should be, get elected and do nothing. It's ironic that organizations go to business for donations to support charity programs. It also is disappointing that government continues to increase fees and licenses for businesses in order to gain more revenue. As I reviewed the sample primary ballot mailed out last week, I didn't see any candidate that would or could make a difference to the deteriorating economy of this area or the state of California, for that matter. One thing that stood out was a proposal to increase the sales tax on cigarettes $1 per pack for cancer research. Now, I'm not a smoker, but I have to question the logic of taxing that group of people over and over and over and over again. Perhaps enough is enough. It might be time to get creative. Even consider using the overused phrase, think outside the box. It's game on. It's election time. And remember, as Ronald Reagan said, the government is like a baby's alimentary canal with a happy appetite at one end and no responsibility at the other. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.